Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. I love meeting people who've intentionally created options in their lives. Like the college professor who retired from a career in finance, could have sat down and decided that she was going to write a new chapter teaching business courses to undergrads. Like the nun who left the convent, married, and became a mom and a high school English teacher. Like Alex Porter, the renowned neuro-oncologist who saw a need and founded Elevate Med. Like Hope O'Brien, who had a very successful career as a physician in a university hospital and decided she wanted to do something totally different and founded the Headache Center of Hope. There are so many people doing interesting, creative things, all because they had the courage to create options. In this very short podcast, I'm going to share a few things I've learned and continue to learn from people who create options. First thing I notice is that they believe in themselves. They may be afraid, they may have deep doubts, but overall, they believe in themselves. And the fear I just mentioned is another thing that they have in common. They acknowledge the fear, they face it, and they move forward. Something else that these change-making option creators do is that they learn. They are forever students committed to learning how to do, what they want to do, and then learning how to do it better. They also learn about people. They find influencers, they connect with them, and they keep expanding their networks by having genuine curiosity about others. What else do? They set the bar high, and they set stretch goals. They're not unrealistic. They don't set themselves up for failure, but they work hard to reach the top as they define the top, not using somebody else's rubric. I know it sounds like a lot, and some of it may sound simple, but it's the combination of these thoughts, actions, and behaviors that move these option creators along, that move them closer to their dreams. And they do a few other things. They work harder than most people. They're so committed to the change that they want to create that they're willing to work when you and I are sleeping. And I'm not saying they don't practice self-care, because they do. They're just willing to really exert themselves and deploy what looks like Herculean energy to create the options that they want. Yes, they are strong self-advocates, and they're good at advocating for the things and the people that they believe in. Option creators take that self-advocacy and also use it for a little savvy self-promotion. That was a tongue twister now, wasn't it? Savvy self-promotion. I've observed something else. These people are noticers. Yep, they notice the world around them. They notice trends. They notice relationships, entanglements. They notice political dynamics, big P and little p. Equally important, they have the self-awareness to notice themselves. They pay attention to their actions and their reactions. They look at how they're getting things done and they make mid-course corrections. Not only are they opportunity seekers, they are opportunity creators. And that's the point I'm stressing in this podcast. We can create options, and lots of options for ourselves. These are people who surround themselves with the right people. And I don't mean just the movers and shakers. I mean good people whose values align with theirs, people that they have healthy interdependence and supportive relationships with. Here's another interesting thing about these people, these option creators. They travel to broaden their knowledge and seek new, potentially uncomfortable learning from the larger world. And if I really think about it, the other thing I notice is that these option creators are always on the lookout for improvements and enhancements. I'm not talking about mind-blowing innovations. I'm talking about improvements, and even incremental improvements can make a difference. And that's what they look for. They're givers. They're not just takers, and that's not to say that they never take. It is to say that they also give to the world, to their communities, to their families, to their friends. And I know this sounds unrealistic because no one, no matter how successful they are, does every one of these things, and not every option-creating, change-making person is doing it for the greater good. I know that. But even if they're doing it purely from self-interest, they still use a lot of the strategies that I mentioned. Look, like everything else in the world, take what you need from this podcast, leave what doesn't apply, and use what you gather to create the options that are going to enhance your life, that are going to improve your community and our world. We all have the potential to be option creators. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.